because I'm so scared that I'm going to fall and knock myself out on the toilet. Holy crap, child. I'm not old.
But you're alone.
Check this out. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hi, Deontay.
Hi, Shannon.
So, I follow you on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of the first posts I see anytime I log on.
Oh, nice.
I don't know how that happened, but you are. You're always literally the first one that pops up on my feed.
How funny.
Right? Maybe it's because you overpost.
Probably.
I don't know. But I've seen you complaining a lot already about school and how you want it to be Christmas vacation already.
Beat down.
And how you needed help with whatever grade homework, or your kid needed help with her homework, and you're like, do you know how long it's been since I was in fifth grade?
Oh my gosh.
Or something?
Science.
Oh.
So here in Texas, we do the STAR test, which is the standardized testing. So every year it's a different, I guess, focus. Fifth grade is science.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, that was never my strongest subject. It was never what I was interested in. And so now there's a big science push and you're learning all. And it's weird because a lot of it is learning terms.
Isn't it like the STEM stuff?
It's not even really that. It's more laboratory terms.
Oh.
And mass and volume and that kind of stuff. So she's working on her homework and she has this question. I don't know the answer.
Just Google it.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
If I'm going to Google it, she can Google it.
Right.
She's in fifth grade. She knows how to use the computer. It's right there next to me. Do it yourself. So she comes and she asks me this question. I look at her. I don't know. I said, Sydney, do you know how long it's been since I've done fifth grade science?
Yeah.
She goes, well, didn't you do this in college science? Do you know how long it's been since I've done college science?
Mm-hmm.
Do it yourself. Leave me alone. I'm busy. I'm working.
Well, that, and they've changed the way that they do stuff now. So it's a whole different process
really
than what we know.
And it's weird. Now I really understand what people say about how tricky the questions are and the way that they're worded.
Yeah.
Because I read it sometimes and I'm looking at it and thinking, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So if it's tricky for me as a grown-up, I can understand how it's tricky for them. But by the same token, I've already been to fifth grade. I've been to all the grades.
You've already passed the grade.
Exactly.
And now it's her turn. That's
pretty
her
much.
Only job in life, right?
Exactly.
So she needs to get it done.
There you go.
I get it. So school's back in session. We've already done Labor Day. That means summer's over, sort of, right?
Officially.
Is it officially over?
I believe...
I don't know.
No, it's through September.
Okay. Well, then summer's almost over. And my family, I told you about this a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
My sister was thinking about putting together a family trip to Florida.
An end of summer trip.
Yes. And it would have been our first ever sort of family vacation. I say that because my parents didn't go.
Okay.
But we did end up taking the road trip and going to Pensacola, Florida.
Now, how long a drive is that?
Should have been about 10 hours. Again.
I know how that goes.
I think it took us 12, a little over 12, which isn't terrible.
Not bad.
But we left at 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And we got there at a little after 10 the next morning.
Love it.
Yeah. So the kids slept most of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Driving at night is like a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Compared to driving during the day.
Yeah.
And I just so happened to take the driving shift from like 2 to 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. Prime time for me after being up since God only knows when the day before.
Yeah.
And I hit the stretch of road where the deer were just standing there on the side of the road, just waiting to dart out in front of somebody. I was a panicked mess.
Oh.
Because I don't deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, I have coyotes at my apartment, but they run away when they see me.
Right.
I have these rabid raccoons in the dumpster. But I don't go close to the dumpster when I see them. They're trying to get food out of trash bags and stuff.
Yeah.
Deer, there's nothing you can do other than pray to God that the deer has sense enough to know that I'm in a Suburban and I can probably damage both the vehicle and them pretty badly.
Oh.
So thank God. Thank God, Deontay. By the grace of God, they managed to stay in the grass, probably about 4 feet from the car the entire time.
Man.
But I will tell you this, nothing in life gives me more stress than driving through an area where they have those deer signs on the side of the road, at night at least. Mm-hmm. Because what do you do?
Yeah.
All I know is you hit it, you let off your gas, and hope for the best.
Oh.
Don't try and slam on the brakes. You know, anyway, so that was, I there's no point to that other than to tell you that nothing gives me more fear than driving through an area with deer at night.
Yeah, that's a stressful situation. I hadn't thought about the night driving.
And I did it. And so on this trip we rented a Suburban.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was my brother-in-law, my sister.
Okay.
My 3.5-year-old nephew, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
My 10-month-old nephew, Ben.
Okay.
My brother-in-law's mother, mm-hmm. who is 75 or 6,
mm-hmm.
and me.
Okay.
Okay. So I started the trip sharing the back seat with Grandma.
Okay.
And I thought that she would pass out pretty quickly.
You would think.
I would think. She did not. That poor woman, I think she thought maybe we were all terrible drivers or drunk drive. She was up, sitting up straight, watching the road, making little comments here and there.
Because that's what moms do.
I guess, but what's she going to do about, like, if anything happens, there's nothing that she can do because she's in the very back of the Suburban.
Right.
Anyway, so when I was driving, I would look in the rearview mirror to see what's happening, and all I could see was her little head sticking up with her hair cap on because she had her curlers in and her glasses, and she's just looking around. I'm like, I know that this woman is judging my driving so badly right now, but there's nothing I can do. And I was praying that she would go to sleep, but she didn't until the sun came up.
Wow.
I know, right?
That is a long time to
That's
be awake.
That's a long time to sit straight up.
Oh, man.
Like,
I have
at
trouble
attention.
Staying awake when I'm driving, much less when I'm riding.
I know.
Through the night.
So that gave me so much stress when I would look back and see her look. The reflection of the light on her glasses is mostly what I saw. Okay.
So what you're telling me is it wasn't a stress-free drive.
No,
there.
Not at all. Not at all. And it wasn't, I guess you're right. That's just her nature. Mm-hmm. And that's what moms do. But okay, so anyway, fast forward to being there. We get to the place we're staying.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3-bedroom house.
Okay.
And there are 9 of us going. Okay. Some other people drove separately after us. Okay. So it's 2 couples,
mm-hmm.
a grandma, an aunt, 2 babies. I call my nephew a baby.
Mm-hmm.
2 babies and me.
Okay? In 3 rooms.
In 3 rooms. Tricky, right?
Yeah.
So here's how it worked out. I ended up sharing the bed with my sister and the 2 boys.
Okay.
Picking the husband out of the bed. He had to sleep on the couch, which he's fine with because I guess he does it anyway at home a lot. I do not understand how breastfeeding mothers mm-hmm. are able to ever function or have any kind of rationale in their life, because when a child wakes up screaming bloody murder because they just want a piece of the boob for however long, how do you do it?
Welcome to my life for roughly 9 years.
How do you do it?
You just feed them and keep it moving.
Do you fall back asleep?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I felt so bad for my sister because Ben, it's like he's got a little alarm clock in his belly or something, mm-hmm. and he wakes up just screaming.
Yep.
Holy crap, child. My other nephew would use me as a pillow, so I couldn't really move, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to do that forever,
right?
So I'll take it while he does it.
Mm-hmm.
But so we get there, we go. I'm still a rambling mess. We needed food, so we go to the Target
because
mm-hmm. there's a Super Target there. What better place to go than Target in Pensacola?
Of course,
right? Okay, so we're there. And we get all of our stuff, and we're talking to the cashier. It's pouring rain outside because we went to Florida the week that a tropical storm moved in.
Oh.
Good choice on our part. And she tells us actually that Pensacola is the 2nd rainiest city in the United States.
Wow, really?
Duh. No wonder it's raining all the time while we're there.
Oh.
Like, not just a little bit either. It's not like the 30-minute rain that you get every day in Mexico and then it's done.
Yeah.
It was like downpour messiness.
Oh.
So leave it to my sister to plan a trip to the 2nd rainiest beach city in the country
in the middle of rainy season
on the week that a tropical storm is moving in.
Oh man,
that stuff is no joke either.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. So we had like a torrential down, the flags at the ocean were red. So you're not advised really to go in to get in. Yeah. So I didn't do my whole paddleboard, surfboard. I didn't do anything
really, which is okay.
We did do a dolphin cruise, which was cool because my sister got to see dolphins for the first time in her life.
Cool.
So that was interesting. But other than, I mean, we planned a freaking family vacation in rainy season. I'll say this. I don't think that the beach is as bad as I thought it was going in.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that the only time I've really been prior to this trip was with work people.
Okay.
I love them. I love them a lot. And they're fun. And it's great. And it's awesome. However, when you're walking around the beach and Big Al is there staring at you, and you know that anything, any flaw on your body or any stupid thing that you do is going to be part of the radio show.
Right.
You got to kind of,
yeah,
you know, keep that in mind.
Right.
That reminds me. Did I ever tell you when we went to the beach at some point for something when he was dating Bartendica?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while.
Oh, yeah.
But she was one of those people that would just get naked right there on the beach and then want to carry on a conversation with you.
Oh, God.
And that's so awkward.
Who are those people?
Well, where do you look? It's kind of like when you walk, and at this point, like I said, I'm used to my sister breastfeeding, but, and she just pops it out like it's not a big deal. And I get it. It's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Her kid needs to eat. But for everybody else, where do you look? What do you do? Same thing with Kinsey. I remember going to Kinsey's house and JC's house right after she had Chloe, and she had to feed Chloe. And I think it's awkward if you look at them, but it's also awkward if you're making a point to not look at them.
But here's the thing, though.
What's the right thing?
You only see the boob part.
But it's still boob.
Yeah, but you really just see, it's like cleavage. You see the baby's head and you see cleavage.
But I'm not going to go staring at my sister's cleavage. Yeah, or Kinsey's cleavage.
But you don't have to stare.
But
I mean, you see it. It's like a broad, like I'm looking at you now. I see your head. I see your upper body. I see your legs. I see your feet. I see the wall behind
you. But
you
don't see my boobs. That's the difference. If I had a boob popped out and a little person there on it, I'm sorry, but that's going to draw attention from your eye holes. Like, you're going to look at them. You're going to look at that. You're going to look in that direction.
I can't tell you how many women I've seen breastfeed. I think after the first couple of minutes, you're just over it.
Not me. Not me.
Well, that's because you fixate on things.
Like the boobs?
No.
Or the idea of?
No, I think just in general. Like, if I had a big, huge mole on my face, anytime you talk to me,
that's,
you would
all
be
staring.
Yeah.
You're right. That is all I would say. And I try my hardest to kind of have one eye looking at your eyes and one eye looking at the mole. I know I would fail. But my poor sister, I think on the way back home from the trip, because we left at like 8 o'clock in the morning. So the boys were awake. And Ben would take naps every now and then, and they'd wake up screaming, wanting the boob again.
Yep.
My poor sister probably breastfed about 4 hours on the ride home.
Just to keep him calm.
And I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
You just do.
Because then you're driving in the car and your boobs popped out. And I would worry that the windows weren't tinted enough, or that I was going to drive by a police officer and he was going to be offended by what was not the fact that I'm not wearing a seatbelt, but the fact that my boobs popped out in the car while I'm driving out. Anyway, I digress, I guess. I need to get over the breastfeeding thing, probably, because she's going to be doing it for a while. But anyway, back to the trip. So on the way back, I'm not going to say who, but somebody gets an upset belly.
Oh.
Because they ate bad food at our lunch stop.
Oh, and so, no.
If you've ever had an upset belly on a road trip by yourself, it's not fun. But when you have an upset belly on a road trip with two babies and some tired adults, it's really not fun. So luckily that only added maybe about 45-ish minutes, maybe an hour to the trip.
Well, that's good.
It's still a lot. That's a lot of time.
Yeah. But,
just trying to get home already.
Well, and trying to find a bathroom when you need one.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That was not fun. And I was not happy, but it happens, right?
Yeah.
And anyway, the moral of the story is, I don't know where to look when you're breastfeeding, and we made it back alive from Florida. I don't know what else to say about it. There wasn't any huge drama.
Uh-huh. That's good.
It was just trying to make it work with that wide range of people.
Yeah.
On a trip in one vehicle or two vehicles by the end of it. But
yeah.
Wow.
I think just family trips across the board are tough. It's a lot of togetherness. You don't get a break. I mean, when you live with people, you can leave the house or you go to work or to school or you have other rooms to it. It's just a different dynamic
mm-hmm.
to be with anybody.
But I will say
that long a time.
The shower at the place that we stayed,
mm-hmm.
Deontay, I could have whipped in Nene or line danced in that thing. It was huge.
Oh, I love that.
I didn't know what to do with all that space.
My dream shower.
In my mind, it's awesome because I could lay down and shave my legs if I was that person. what do you do with all the space?
You just enjoy it.
I had to stick my foot up at the top of the wall where the glass meets the whatever that tile or whatever so I could shave my legs.
Mm-hmm.
I might have slipped a couple times. We're not going to tell anybody that. But
did you slip or slip and fall?
Well, I assume that the falling part was implied with the slipping. That's my life. That is my life.
Well, I am just glad that you didn't slip and fall and someone had to come save you.
Me too.
Naked in the shower.
I think that's one of my biggest fears.
Like your brother-in-law.
I think that's become legitimately one of my biggest fears is because I live in an apartment
uh-huh.
and we have that top lock. So my sister and my mom both have keys to my apartment. Mm-hmm. They can get in as long as that top lock's not locked. But when I'm home at night, I lock the top lock.
Right.
What's going to happen if I slip and fall when I'm getting in or out of the shower and I bleed from my head because the head bleeds a lot and nobody can get in to save me?
You need one of those emergency button necklaces.
Like I've fallen and I can't get up.
That's
kind
right.
Of thing. I'm not old.
But you're alone.
Man. Thanks for pointing that out, Deontay.
Just saying.
I'm sure you're saying next I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life.
No,
so.
But I'm just saying the I've fallen in, I can't get up commercial is no more. But I saw one yesterday where grandma falls down the stairs and she's laying at the bottom of the stairs with a pile of laundry on top of her.
Is that the cartoon one?
No, it's a real one, but it's the
did
current
she die?
Version. No, but she's down there and she can't get up.
She didn't die.
No.
How did she get saved? With her button?
It was a commercial, Shannon. They didn't go into all the details about.
I just need to know what happened at the end. That's all I care about.
I'm sure her daughter came to the house and she'd been laying there 45 minutes before her daughter got there and saved her.
Okay, so Lacey in the man room, she does production for the show.
Mm-hmm.
She was telling me that a couple weekends ago, her and her husband went to see Alice in Chains in concert.
Okay.
Again, they're metal people, heavy metal. Anyway, so I guess the lead singer guy or some part of the band, I don't know, overdosed, which sucks. But then his cats ate him.
Shut up. That did not happen.
That scares me to think that a famous person like that could be left alone long enough for their cats to eat them. And then there's me living alone in my third floor apartment. I've fallen several times already and made like a huge noise and my neighbors did not come and check on me.
Well, here's the upside, Shannon. Somebody would come looking for you within 24 hours.
Do you think so?
Well, if you didn't make it to work and if your sister hadn't heard from you.
Yeah, maybe she would. I don't know.
24 hours max.
This whole shower thing has really rocked my world.
I should probably get a stool.
I've started obsessing over it a little bit and I take extra precautions when climbing in and out of the shower now. It's kind of sad. It probably adds an extra 2 minutes to my routine because I'm so scared that I'm going to fall and knock myself out on the toilet.
Do you have one of those mats, those non-slip mats at the bottom of your...
No, because those are gross and harvest bacteria. So I have to decide which is worse. Which would I rather? Would I rather stand on top of a bacteria-ridden mat every day or live with this constant fear that I'm going to die in the shower?
What about shower shoes?
Well, then you can't wash your feet.
Yeah.
And I have to wash between each toe individually when I shower. Otherwise, it's not complete. That's why I don't understand people who use loofahs, okay? I'm one of those people that uses washcloths. And I will get a clean washcloth for every single shower because How can you possibly wash your butt with a loofah and then use it on your arms the next day and expect your body to not have toxins all over it? How does that work, Deontay? Do you use a loofah?
Oh my gosh, I do use a loofah.
How? Why?
Because it gets all the stuff off of you and it makes it all sudsy.
But then it puts your if you wash your privates on it, it puts all that on the rest of your body and you're not clean.
I don't use the loofah on my privates.
Well, what do you use on your privates?
Other stuff.
Like what?
I'm not disclosing those personal.
Do they make a sponge just for privates? And if they don't, why? Why don't they?
There is your $1 million idea.
Don't tell anybody.
Private sponges.
Oh, and then it has two separate areas, one for the front and one for the back.
There you go.
This is genius.
There you go.
We need to start a crowdfunding campaign.
Let's do it.
Yes. Something came out of this conversation.
Good to know.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.